If you've been there recently, you might consider this impossible, but San Francisco's problem with filth is actually getting worse. Of course, for years, it has been covered with needles and human waste. But this week, residents have been complaining about the stench of a staggering 20-pound bag of feces, human feces, I hate even to say it, but it's real, left on a sidewalk. Finally, the city is paying the price for this chaos. A major medical convention is moving to a different city. They're citing health risks to attendees. Kimberly Brown Peltzer is a longtime actress, and she's now a Republican candidate for California's 36th Congressional District, and she joins us tonight. Thank you so much for coming on. You've been in California.
No, thank you for having me.
Well, it's just sad. As someone who loves California, and I know that you do too, having been there an awfully long time, right. It takes a lot to destroy a city like San Francisco. How did this happen?
You know what, Tucker, I'm third generation California born and raised, and this is not the California I came from, or you for that matter. I know
Tell
you're a Southern
it.
California
yeah.
boy, but you know, Prop 47, once that passed, and you could actually steal anything, $950 below, the homeless have been flocking to the state of
right.
California.
That was the proposition for our viewers who don't follow it. That was a proposition that made low-level crimes not crimes, basically, anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, on a personal level, I have people coming into my stores on a regular basis, stealing items that my employees are later finding on Craigslist, and the police can't do anything about it. They say they won't show up, because where do you send a ticket for someone who's homeless? They simply don't show up any longer. And they've made crime okay in the state of California. And in San Francisco, where you're talking about, I mean, that's Pelosi's backyard.
Yes.
And she is part of that liberal agenda that is driving California down the path that it's going. And Raul Ruiz, who I'm running against, is doing the exact same thing. They don't understand what's happening in California, because they want to turn the other way.
Well, and they're totally in their bubbles. I mean, what's interesting is that San Francisco is one of the richest places, not just in the world, but in all of human history. And yet it
yes.
has the most filth on the sidewalk and the most people living outside. I mean, I find it totally bizarre. Do they not notice it, do you think?
Well, I just don't think that they care. They're trying to attract people to California to keep their voter base popular. And I can tell you, this is not the California that we want any longer. We need change here desperately. My employees, every single morning, have to go out and clean the feces, the needles. They have to try to get people who are homeless to move. People are afraid to come to businesses any longer in the state of California. And just like you said, as far as conventions coming to California, that's a big industry here. And that's
yeah.
changing as well. They're not paying attention. They're not listening. And they're going to have to here very soon, or we're going to continue down this road.
It took centuries to build that state, and they've wrecked it so fast. Kimberly, thank you, and good luck in your race. I'm suddenly rooting
thank
for you.
You.
That was great. Good to talk to you.
Well, good to see you, Tucker. You take
thank
care.
Thank you.